starts now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Copy at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Copy at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. I'm always excited. Today I'm excited about those graduations. We're going to be airing them this afternoon, a few of them, and then a few more in the following week. But here's the story for today. Join us this afternoon at 1:30, where we'll be celebrating the class from Akula. And then at 2, we'll be talking about the graduates in Tuntutuliak. And, of course, we'll be rebroadcasting those this evening at 7 and 7:30, respectively. So stay tuned to KYUK, your source for community and connection. And right now it's your source for Anna Rose MacArthur. So good morning, Anna Rose.
Good morning, Grady. Boats are on the water again, and salmon fishing is around the corner. To give biologists a picture, how many and what kinds of salmon are returning to the Kuskokwim, and how many of those fish are being harvested, biologists will be monitoring subsistence catches. These monitoring programs have been occurring for many seasons, and social distancing precautions amid the coronavirus pandemic means this year they will be looking a little differently. ONC biologists Janessa Esquible-Hushin joins us this morning to talk about what Bethel area subsistence families can expect. Janessa, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Anna Rose. Hi, everyone.
So, Janessa, one of the programs that many fishermen who come into the Bethel port are familiar with are the boat harbor surveys, where when they, after a fishing opening, someone walks up to them and asks them about their catches. This year, what will those surveys look like?
Well, we're planning to continue conducting surveys at the Bethel Boat Harbor while also maintaining and adhering to social distancing guidelines if they're still in place at that time. And typically, myself and our fisheries crew conduct boat harbor surveys during the set net opportunities, so the upcoming set net opportunities in early June, and then in the salmon drift gill net opportunities, June 12th and beyond. So we usually station our staff at the boat harbor during those opportunities that are provided.
And you said that the social distancing will be occurring. What will that look like?
Well, we're hoping that, you know, we'll be able to keep 6 feet distance from the fishers that are coming in from fishing. If we need to, we can also, you know, wear a mask, so that's an option as well. And then we're also planning to continue conducting our fish camp surveys. But before going out to the fish camps this year, we'll be calling all of our prior year fishers to request permission to go visit their fish camp or conduct telephonic surveys as an alternative.
And these boat harbor surveys, these fish camp surveys, what kind of questions are being asked in these surveys, and then how is that information used?
We ask a variety of questions. We ask, you know, where did they go fishing? What type of gear did they use? How long were they out there? How long was their net in the water? What type of fish did they catch? And then we also ask the fishers at fish camp. We're not sure if we're going to be asking this at the Bethel Area Boat Harbor yet or not. Other monitoring programs ask this in the village as well. It's a fishing progress question, so asking folks how close are they to meeting their annual harvest goals for king, chums, and sockeye salmon. And once we collect the data, myself and our crew then enter the data here, we review it, and then we send it over to Gary DeCosis with the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. And he gathers all of the data, or he receives all of the data from the that's collected in the outlying villages, and then he produces harvest estimates. So just to get an idea of how many fish were harvested within the refuge boundaries. And the people who are involved in this survey work, they are almost all from Bethel, is that correct? So our crew this summer, most all of them are from Bethel, except one student from Quiggilinuk. And there's also surveying happening in the outlying villages. I was just informed yesterday by Lamont Albertson with the community-based monitoring program that they'll be hiring monitors in Akiak, Nabuskiak, Kuisluk, and Chumtutuliak. Another thing that you are leading with ONC and you are currently recruiting for are the ASL sampling that's done on the Chinook salmon, so the age, sex, length sampling. Tell me about that program.
Yeah, so the ASL salmon for the Chinook or King salmon program will happen again this year, and we're hoping that we'll be able to recruit up to 50 samplers. Last year, we did really well with recruitment, and basically the samplers only have to collect 3 scales just above the lateral line of the fish and get the length, the sex, and just record some different information about where they fished and what kind of gear they use. And then we'll pay samplers $5 for every king salmon that they sample. And so this information is really important in helping to better understand trends in the size, age, and length of king salmon that are returning to the Kuskokwim and for management needs.
And why is it important to know that age, sex, and length of the king salmon?
Well, more recently, especially, there have been a lot of concerns about declining quality of the fish or the fish getting smaller, coming back younger, and we don't have a commercial fishery here. So they do collect ASL at some of the ADF&G assessment projects, like at the Weirs and the Bethel Test Fish. But this is really the only information we have on subsistence catch.
And with the social distancing precautions that are happening this season, how will training for the ASL sampling occur?
Yeah, great question. So for the training this year, what we're going to be doing is offering training to any new samplers at the ONC main office conference room, and we can either do one-on-one training at the interested sampler's request, or we can do trainings with up to 3 people from within the same household in the ONC conference room, and we'll just have to wear a mask. And then for those samplers who've been sampling for years or are already familiar with how to sample, we can just drop kits off directly to them. They can pick the kits up here with no contact. So we have a lot of options in place for that.
Another program that ONC runs during the summer, during the fishing season, is the fish distribution program. Tell me about that this year.
Yes, the fish distribution program is another program which we're really grateful to continue to do. And this year, I'd like, just like to thank the ONC Council and BCSF for providing additional support for our program. And so it looks like the Bethel Test Fishery began operations on June 1st. And then we usually start, we'll plan to receive fish throughout the month of June from ADF&G, Bethel Test Fishery. And then we then sample those fish, and we'll distribute them to
local area, elders, disabled, and widows. And so for those who are not on the list already, which you may not be if you haven't received fish the past couple of years, that may be an indicator that you're not on our list. So if you're not, it's not a problem. You can call 545-2005 and we'll sign you up.
And is this the fish that comes from the Bethel Test Fishery run by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game? And is it all the fish that is caught up to a certain point in the season that's distributed to the community?
Yes. It does come from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Bethel Test Fishery. And we receive all the fish that are unable to be live released back into the water. And we usually do fish distributions throughout the entire month of June, so throughout most of the king salmon run.
And are the sampling of the king salmon going to be done again where that ear bone is taken out?
Yes.
And when people receive the fish, what will that look like and why is that being extracted?
Yeah, so the salmon ear bone or otolith, the removal of that happens in the brain, basically. I mean, we cut off a little piece of the head to remove the otolith. And scientists down at University of Washington, the College of Fisheries down there, they'll analyze the otolith to determine how salmon productivity might change in different parts of the Kuskokwim watershed year to year. And actually a new project this year that the Yukon Delta is going to be working on, the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, is they're going to be collecting eggs from about 50 female king salmon to better understand how body size relates to the number of eggs in each female. And so some of those fish that we receive from Bethel Test Fish may also be not have the eggs for about 50 of them, just so folks know.
And will you repeat that number again for people to call if they would like to join this distribution program?
Yes, 545-2005.
On Wednesday, Janessa, you and some of the people on your team, the surveyors, visited fish camps. With this high water, what did you see? Was there damage, and what did that look like?
Yeah, you know, we did see some of the drying racks and a few other structures that were kind of at the edge of the bank there. Some of the cutting tables were mostly underwater, but the flooding, we didn't like go to any of the fish camps. We just passed by them. There was flooding. The water levels were higher, but I've heard it's dropped over the past couple of days.
And what other monitoring programs can you talk about that will be occurring this summer?
So this summer, the Native Village of Napaimute and the Kuskokwim Corporation, they're also going to be doing some harvest monitoring from Lower Kalskag all the way up to Nikolai. And so the contacts for that would be Megan Leary, Rebecca Wilmore, Jonathan Samuelson, and Dan Gillikin. And so they're going to be doing monitoring efforts up there. And then, as I mentioned, Bering Sea Fishermen Association and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, they'll be doing monitoring in Akyak, Nabuskyak, Kwikluk, and Tunjituliak.
Excellent. Janessa, we just have a couple minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to share about what subsistence families can expect with surveys this summer?
Well, this year we're really trying to get a participation incentive. We're looking into maybe doing a raffle for gas. We're in the process of ordering some awesome dry fish power stickers to share, distribute with folks that we interact with this summer. Looking for other donations so that we can, you know, offer more incentives to participate and to give back, because the information that people share with us is really valuable, and, you know, we appreciate their taking time out of their day to talk with our staff.
Janessa Iskibwe-Hushin is the ONC biologist. Janessa, thank you so much for joining us.
Guyana, thanks, Anna Rose.
And Grady, to you.
Thank you, Anna Rose. Have an excellent morning. And that leaves me. Just one thing left to say to listeners besides tune in today at 1:30, 2, again at 7 and 7:30 for some graduation ceremonies, and then again tomorrow for BRHS graduation at 1:30, and then don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.